Welcome to our From the Archives episode here, Between the Bubbles, in our first week of our Between the Bubbles version 2.0 relaunch.
This is our big features episode where we do three exciting things every week.
Yes, we have From the Archives. We do a collected edition of comics, webcomic, and then also our personal favorite, Matthew. Mm-hmm. Matthew reviews Uncanny X-Men 1.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that at the end, but so, let's talk the archives.
Yeah, so here we go. And by the way, we hope you enjoyed our panel about the Avengers versus the Dark Knight Rises.
Stay tuned for the second half tomorrow.
Yes, and it was, look, we had a lot of fun doing it, so if you haven't checked it out, please go do so.
We did have a lot of fun doing it.
Anyway, so my collected edition, my collected volume from the archives, something that I think everyone should pick up. Now, this is not your regular typical comic book or graphic novel.
But this, I think it fits our purposes.
Oh, I think it does as well. This is Frankenstein from Mary Shelley, the actual book, but with a twist. It was illustrated by Bernie Wrightson. Bernie Wrightson is the original co-creator and the artist for The Swamp Thing. And his artwork is gothic.
It's impeccable.
Oh, it is, and it stands out. I mean, you know it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, for Frankenstein, it looks a lot like Swamp Thing, I'd say, which is the inks and whatever.
It has that very gothic-y feel to it, horror book feel to it.
It's a Dark Horse collected edition. It was originally done by Marvel in 1983. Now Dark Horse got the rights, and so now they're publishing it. And I just want to read a quote from Bernie to basically show and express that he put his heart and soul into this work. He said, because it is Frankenstein with just about 50 of his drawings. But here we go. I wanted the book to look like an antique, to have the feeling of woodcuts or steel engravings, something of the era. And Brayden, you and your wife were looking at it, and you guys...
It definitely has the feel of those etched engravings from the 1800s.
Yeah, and it feels old, and the casing is black, the writing's in silver, and it feels like an old, old volume. And then here's another thing that I think just exemplifies his dedication to this project. I've always had a thing for Frankenstein, and it was a labor of love. It was not an assignment. It was not a job. I would do the drawings in between paying gigs, when I had enough to get caught up with the bills and groceries and whatnot. I would take 3 days here, a week there, to work on the Frankenstein volume. It took about 7 years.
Oh, jeez.
7 years to do these 50 drawings. And you can tell because every single drawing is detailed, is perfect. There's not one drawing where you could tell that he wasn't really feeling it that day. No, you can see his passion, his dedication in every single one of them. And I love the book Frankenstein. It's one of my favorite.
It's a classic.
It is. I love Dracula as well. I like the gothic creatures. And this is, if you're a Frankenstein fan, this is the version to get. I don't care what version you have. Get the Frankenstein from Dark Horse Comics, illustrated by Bernie Wrightson. And the cool thing as well, I found out that IDW is actually going to do a continuation called Frankenstein Alive, Alive. Written by Steve Niles and drawn by Bernie Wrightson.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're going to start it, when is it? Sometime in 2012. Maybe 2013. That's what it is, 2013.
Interesting.
So I'm not going to pick it up because I feel like I just want Frankenstein in itself. I don't want any continuation.
Yeah.
But look, Frankenstein, Bernie Wrightson, once again, Dark Horse Comics. Go check it out. And it's the paper quality even is amazing, and it has a little ribbon.
It's a really quality book. Yeah, it's well constructed. It feels nice in your hands.
And it's it is the book that I prize the most of all my collections of my books and novels is this one right here because it's so gorgeous. So that's my From the Archives for the week.
Very, very cool. Well, my webcomic of the week is called Lady Saber and the Pirates of the Ineffable Ether. Basically, this is Greg Rucka's webcomic. He does it. I can't think of the name of the, I gotta pull it up really quick because I can't just flip through the pages like it would be if it was a comic. Greg Rucka is the writer, and Rick Burchett is the artist. And it just looks great. It's fun. And I'm just gonna read you part of the about page so you can figure out whether Lady Saber and the Pirates of the Ineffable Ether is for you. First of all, it's at ineffableether.com, spelled ineffableether.
Emphasis on A-E-T-H-E-R.
Maybe just Google it. .com, obviously. Just Google it, Lady Saber, and it's going to pop up. Here's what he has to say about it. Swords are cool. people fighting with swords are cool. Airships are cool. Cowboys are cool. Pirates are cool. Clockwork men are cool. Smart, savvy, witty women are very cool. Laconic gunslingers, totally cool. Steampunk, frosty. That's what steampunk. That's what Lady Saber and the Pirates of the Ineffable Ether is. That's what it's about. The adventures of the Lady Seneca Saber and those she meets along the way as she travels the sphere. Who she fights, who she foils, who she befriends. It's about adventure and romance and excitement, and to paraphrase the great Zaphod Beeblebrox, really wild things. And most of all, what's it supposed to be? It's supposed to be fun. You remember fun, right? The thing that most print comics seems to have forgotten in their desperate attempt to cling to readers' continuity in a market that has outstripped and overtaken them? The thing that comes from enjoying a good story where you want to know what happens next and the characters are cool and the villains are villainous and the heroes are heroic because they're damn heroes? Now, don't get us wrong. We're all for tugging the heartstrings and bringing tears to the eyes. That's part of a good story, too, and perhaps paradoxically, those emotions can also be fun. And we aim to play the heartstrings, to move you as much as to entertain you, to make sure you care about the people in this world we've created. And basically, and then he goes on to describe the world. Essentially, the sphere is this big floating world. There's no actual, like, big chunks of landmass.
Really? Is it water or is it just air?
It's air. It's the ether.
Oh.
Everything floating around. There are lands, which are little pieces of terrain that somehow float in the sky. And they're like just little bits, little anchors, essentially, in this big, vast ocean of sky. There are four major powers in the sphere that are roughly analogous to the European powers of the Age of Enlightenment. There's science, there's magic, there are big storms in the ether, there are... It's crazy. It's a crazy, fun
webcomic. I love the artwork.
It's great to look at. It's entirely entertaining. And it drops every Monday and Thursday. So every twice a week you get new pages. It's totally free. It's a webcomic done by a guy who has written novels and comics and graphic novels.
Writer right now.
Yeah, he's writing Punisher right now. He's writing Stumptown right now. He wrote Batwoman in the past. He's written lots of stuff for the big two. He's written a lot of novels as well. He is a talented writer. And so for him to say, here, have my stuff for free on the internet. Why don't you buy a t-shirt? Is pretty awesome. And it's a highly entertaining webcomic.
So on every Monday and every Thursday when it comes out, is it a page?
It's a page. Yeah, it essentially, they have a set page size, and that's what refreshes every Monday and Thursday.
That's awesome.
It's a great comic. I don't know that you've seen it yet, have you?
I know I have. Well, when you were talking, I looked over on your computer
and
to see the artwork.
And you looked at how it looks.
And I was
like, it's great to look at.
And it looks like those old photographs from the 1800s.
Some of it does, yeah.
So it was cool.
It's really well done. It's a highly entertaining book. If you're looking for a new, and it's not been around that long. It's only been around since 2011. So it's not like you've got 1500 pages of archives to work through. You've got 7 or 8 chapters is all. And most of the chapters are 10 to 15 pages.
Oh, that's totally
so you
doable.
Can do it in a sitting and you can get completely caught up. And it's a highly entertaining. And I found it last night and I read it last night and decided this has to be.
Yeah.
So anyway,
so there you go. Check out Frankenstein.
Highly recommend
Dark Horse Comics. The one that's illustrated by Bernie Wright. So when you see the cover, you'll know it looks like Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
But it's not Swamp Thing. It's cool. And, yeah.
Lady Saber and the Pirates of the Ineffable Aether. Just Google Lady Saber. She'll pop right up. Because that URL was a little too complicated to explain again. All right. And, of course, to close out this episode, we're going to give you a little taste of Little Matthew. Now, here's what Matthew and his father, Jordan, are reading. They're reading the original 60s Uncanny X-Men, the original book. So if you decide you'd like to read along...
Professor Xavier is in love with Jean Grey, which...
Well, as of book 3, we'll get to that. Or issue 3, that's what...
Which is so creepy. I mean, it gives so Professor creepy. X to a whole new level, like that name.
There's a reason why that never came back. anyway, so if you'd like to read along with Little Matthew... You can go pick up the Marvel Masterworks edition. It's got the first 10 or 12 issues in it. You can pick up the Marvel Essentials, which will be the black and white version. And, you know, if you feel so inclined to read along with Little Matthew, go ahead. They're
Please
highly
do.
Entertaining. I'm reading along with him, so I hope that you enjoy this his review of the very first issue of X-Men.
Yes, and be sure to check out part 2 tomorrow of the Avengers vs. the Dark Knight Rises panel. And
It's when you'll finally hear our final conclusions, why we think which one is the best movie and which one we'll be talking about in 20 years.
Yeah, very interesting. And until next time, happy reading. Matthew, today we read the very first X-Men comic ever. What did you think?
Good. It was good, and I liked it really much, and Jean Grey showed up.
Jean Grey did show up. Had you ever seen Jean Grey before?
No.
No? What did you think of Iceman?
He was kind of good.
What did you think of how he looked?
He looked good.
Yeah, he did. He looked kind of like a snowman, didn't he?
Yeah.
And what did you think of Beast and Angel?
Beast and Angel? They were pretty friends. They were kind of friends.
What was your favorite part of the story?
I don't know. Let's read it again.
Well, we can read it again, but let's see. How about, what about Magneto? What did you think about him?
He was not very good.
What did he do in the story?
Well, he was actually good.
Magneto was good when he launched those missiles?
No, he was kind of good.
Oh, kind of good. Gotcha. Anything else you want to say about that comic?
No, thanks.
Well, it was good hearing your thoughts on this comic. We'll have to read some more comics again later.
This has been a features episode of Between the Bubbles. We are produced by Almost Midnight Media and released under a Creative Commons license. We'd like to thank our special guests, Jordan and Matthew, and our bumper music is provided by Abrads and Kevin McLeod.